And that will wrap up the Diamond Brothers Insurance pregame show. Moments away from tip-off between the Churard Tigers and the Rock Ridge Rockets. A big game in the Track West. Churard 18-2, 5-0 in conference play, coached by Alex Johnson. Here's the Tigers starting lineup tonight on the road. 6'3" senior James Blackwell at 10.5 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists per game. 5'9" junior Ryder Veranda at 9 points per game. 6' junior Carter Brown averages 8.5 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. 6'4" senior Ryland Kurt, 19.5 points, 7.5 rebounds per game. And 6'1" senior Brody Bender at 1.5 per game. For Rock Ridge, 15-6, 4-1 in the Track West, coached by Jordan Harris in his second season. They'll start 6'5" senior Caleb Cunico, 13.8 points and 4 rebounds per game. 6' senior Landon Wheatley, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 3.5 assists per game. 6'3" senior Baylen Lehmans at 7.5 points, 4 rebounds per game. 6'7" junior Wade Richard averages 9 points, 5 rebounds per game. And 6'3" senior Landon Bull, 18.8 points, 10 rebounds, and 4.5 assists per game. Jim Taylor courtside all night long. A great atmosphere as they're introducing the starting lineups with the great Glenn Cook on the public address. Should be a fun 32 minutes of basketball here in the Track West tonight.
Yeah, and you talked about the rivalry, and one of the great things here when you get here, you know, the conversations that we've already had, you know, Mike Jones' dad, Eric Hutchins, Nick Bizzala, talking to the Frakes family, Andrew Weiler, Tom Hassan, Glenn Cook, Jeff Henry. I mean, that's the cool thing about tonight with this definite vibe. Now, I'm going to ask you, you know, so much has been made, you know, about the first matchup. Caleb Cunico didn't score, right? That's a big thing. But you know, that game from a Churard standpoint, you know, the Blackwell kid only scored 3 points. So I think, you know, you look at this matchup tonight, the Tigers are going to need more production from James Blackwell to win tonight. And I think there's no question Rockets going to need more production from Caleb Cunico.
All right, and how about this? You like this real quickly. Jansen Bender texted. He said, shout out to Brody and Brylon Bender's great-grandma Janet Hunter, great-aunt Babette Libby, and grandma Cindy Hunter, all listening in three different portions of Mercer County tonight. All right,
long-time fans.
Officials in tonight's contest, Jim Dubois, Jake Scott, and Todd Gilmore. Churard Road purple jerseys. Purple and gold checkerboard down the sides. Gold lettering, gold numbers. Rock Ridge, home whites. Maroon lettering, maroon numbers. And a gold stripe down the sides. It's Caleb Cunico and James Blackwell jumping in midcourt. Tigers moving from left to right. Rockets from right to left. A lot on the line tonight. It's Churard and Rock Ridge in front of a packed house in Edgington. Here's the jump ball from Todd Gilmore. It's controlled by Rock Ridge, and Landon Bull moves it to Landon Wheatley. Half-court man-to-man defense for Rock Ridge to start as Brown picks up Wheatley across the center stripe. Wheatley left to the circle. Now angles right, brings it back with his left hand, shakes loose of Brown momentarily. Top of the key, Cunico carton on him, and now it's James Blackwell guarding Landon Bull. Left wing Wheatley, ball fakes in the paint, floater high off the rim. He missed it, but he's fouled, says Jim Dubois, and two free throws upcoming here for Landon Wheatley right away. So Wheatley to the line. Rock Ridge fell into an 11-2 hole in the first game between these two teams. Foul on Brody Bender, his first team foul, one on Churard. For the Rockets, Wheatley 53% from the line on the season for the 6-foot senior. He's played in a lot of big games, another one tonight. Here's the front end by Landon Wheatley. It's no good. Big student following for Churard. Looks like there's more Churard students than Rock Ridge students in the house tonight. It's a short trip, of course, for the Tigers. 0-0, 7:39 to play in the first. Here's the back end by Landon Wheatley. It's up, and it's good. And that is the first lead Rock Ridge has against Churard all season long. 1-0 Rockets. Man-to-man defense in half court for Rock Ridge. As Ryland Carton has it left of the circle, picked up by Bull, a pair of first-team All-State candidates there. Now Carter Brown left of the circle. Angles right off a ball screen. Passes it to Veranda. Right wing Cunico on him. Bender with it beyond the arc. Left wing Brody holds it above his head. Dribbles twice and passes it to James Blackwell. Curls off the screen. Blackwell looks to Coach Johnson on the sideline. 7:15 to play in the first. Rock Ridge 1. Churard 0. First possession of the night for the Tigers. Blackwell off a ball screen. Takes it right. Spins in the paint to his left hand. Scoops it up and missed it. And Lehman's the rebound for Rock Ridge. Here come the Rockets from right to left. Up 1-0. 7 minutes to play in the first. Bull handles it in front of the scorer's table. Cross-court pass to Wheatley in front of the Churard students. Left wing to Bull at the volleyball line. Top of the key to Cunico. Left corner. He's open for three. It rims out, and a strong rebound by James Blackwell and the Tigers. Cross-court to Carton. Makes the catch. Gets away from Bull. Spins in the paint. Carton pump fakes. Now kicks it to Blackwell. Top of the key. Bobbles the catch, but gains the possession over to Brown right corner. Brown slows up with Bull on him. 6:30 to play in the opening period. Rockridge 1, Sherrard 0. Blackwell out top with it for the Tigers. Ball screen from Veranda. Hops to his right hand. Now brings it back out beyond the arc to Carton. Straight away beyond the volleyball line. Tigers having a little bit of trouble trying to penetrate the basketball here early on. With 6:15 to play in the first, deal 1-0 Rockridge. Carton. Ball screen from Veranda. Steps back beyond the arc between his legs. Goes in and out. Backdoor cut. Veranda. One dribble in the paint. Out to Blackwell. Bump fakes the three. Can't pull the trigger on the mid-range jumper. Here's Carton. He'll take a floater off one leg and it's good. And Ryland Carton gives Sherrard the lead. 19.5 per game. It's 2-1 Tigers. 6 minutes to play in the first. Not a big pressure for Sherrard in the backcourt. They play it's kind of token soft pressure as Wheatley brings it across the timeline from right to left. To Lehman's now cross-court Bull with it. Into the corner for Kunico. Great atmosphere on a Friday night. Richard to Wheatley. Circles off the catch, backs it back out towards the half court line. Now whips it left wing for Bull. 5:35 to play in the first. Sherrard 2, Rockridge 1, Lehman's with it left corner. Lengthy possession here. They reset for Wheatley right of the circle. Heels on the center circle. Picks it up in a bad spot. Whips it to Kunico. Now Kunico to Richard. Right corner open for three. High Archer, that's good for Wade Richard. The 6'7 junior shoots at 37% from three. 4-2 Rockets. 5:15 to play in the first. Here's Carton left wing. For Sherrard, dribbles once, skip pass to the right wing for James Blackwell. He gets a ball screen, picks it up, 17-footer to tie the game for Blackwell. That's an air ball, and Bull the rebound. He wants to run with it. Bull up the center of the floor to Kunico, left corner, quick trigger, three, ball off the back iron, and Blackwell got back to get the rebound. A strong box out there. Blackwell ahead to Brown. Now Brody Bender finds Blackwell way beyond the arc, too deep for him to shoot it. Pump fakes at three as he steps towards the arc. Now top of the key for Carden, head fakes, then passes to Brown. 4:45 to play in the first. 4-2 Rockridge lead Sherrard. Blackwell left wing. Head fakes the three. Now top of the key for Carter Brown. Brown dribbles with it around the arc and passes it to Ryland Carton. Carton spins on Bull. Gets to the free throw line. Has to pick it up and then pass it to Brown. Brown tries to break down Wheatley. Kicks it to Veranda, who swings it to Blackwell left wing. Blackwell dribble. Left corner three right in front of Jordan Harris. It rattles in for James Blackwell. And it's 5-4. Tigers by a point. 4:15 to play in the first. Landon Bull handles it for Rockridge across the timeline at 1,494 career points. Seventh all-time in the storied Rockridge program. Carton swiped at it. Bull got around him, leaves it for Lehman's. Layup is good. It bounces in off the rim and off the glass. Baylen Lehman's off the assist from Bull. Makes it 6-5. Rockridge by one. Blackwell to Veranda. Drives. Oh, great pass underneath. Bender was too far under to shoot it. They kick it out. Here's Carton. Left wing three off the front of the rim. And Wheatley the rebound for Rockridge to Bull. 3:45 to play in the first. 6-5. Rockridge leads with the ball. Kunico breaks down Veranda, but Veranda cuts him off and Kunico passes to Wheatley left side. Fast pace early, but just 6-5 Rockridge leads about midway through the first. 3:30 to play, just past the halfway point of the opening period. Bull, right wing, skip pass for Wheatley. They lost him. He's all alone. He missed the three. Richard, the offensive rebound, and he's fouled underneath by, it looks like that's going to be on Brody Bender. And if it is, that's his second. That will go on Brody Bender, his second. And the second team foul on Sherrard. So Bender checks out, and in comes the sixth man for the Tigers. 6'1" senior Aiden Taranez, 2.5 points per game off the bench. Chase Wheatley in for Rockridge. He replaces Richard. Kunico to Bull as the Rockets throw it in from along the baseline. 6'5" Rockridge, 3:15 to play in the first. Landon Wheatley beyond the arc left wing, picked up by Veranda. Now top of the key, Bull, a deep three is good for Landon Bull. He's on the board, and it's 9-5. Biggest lead of the night so far for Rockridge, up by 4. 3 minutes to play in the first. Carter Brown out top, dribbles around the perimeter to Blackwell, top of the key straight away with Baylen Lehman's checking him. They isolate for Blackwell here with Taranez on the floor. He comes to the corner. They pass it to him near side. Taranez one dribble back to Brown, top of the key. Brown not able to get it to Veranda. And now he fakes the handoff to him, moves it to Carton left wing. Head fakes the three. Carton ball screen pull up from the left. Elbow off balance. That goes for Ryland Carton. He has 4, 9-7. Rockridge by 2, 2.5 to play in the first. Neither team's turned the ball over yet as Brown knocks it away from Wheatley. Wheatley chases it down to the backcourt. Brown pressuring him, pestering him in the backcourt, and a whistle, and they're going to get Brown for bumping into him. And that will be the 13th foul against the Tigers. Jansen Bender didn't like that call in the front row. First on Brown. Substitutions for the Tigers. Brody Bender back in with two fouls. He replaces Blackwell, and Richard quickly re-enters to replace Chase Wheatley. Rockridge ball, 2:21 to play in the first, 9-7 Rockets lead. Wheatley into Kunico in the backcourt. Kunico has Varonda on him. Kunico about 6'5", Varonda 5'9". But Varonda able to stay in front of him. Richard with the right wing over to the corner now. Right in front of the Sherrard bench, it's Lehmans to Richard. And now Bull faces to the basket with Carton on him. A high-level matchup there, Bull and Carton. Deep three for Bull. That's good. Back-to-back bombs from downtown for Landon Bull. He has six, and now it's 12-7. Rockridge by five. That was Bull's 1,500th career point for the Rockets. Aiden Turan is right wing for Sherrard. 12-7 Rockets lead. 1:45 to play in the first. Carton takes it at Wheatley. He'll take a fadeaway off 1 foot. What a shot by Rylan Carton. He has six. Back-to-back blows back and forth from Bull and Carton. 12-9 Rockets. 90 seconds to play in the first. Bull cross-court. Richard makes the catch. He'll attack middle of the floor. Brown dug at the ball and knocked it away from him. Rockridge turns it over. Varonda grabs it ahead to Turan. As now Varonda trailing a play over to Brody Bender. 1:20 to play in the first. Rockridge 12. Sherrard 9. Varonda top of the key. Brown way out top. Tigers reset, trailing by three here late in the first. Brown low post for Carton, short corner left side, turns and faces, dribbling with his right hand, spins on Bull. Here comes the double team. Brown, top of the key, head fake, doesn't pull the trigger, good close out by Wheatley. Now Carton tries to penetrate, goes between his legs, steps back, finds Varonda on the backdoor cut, high off the glass, he missed it. Rebound, Taranez and Bull battling for it, whistle and a foul. I think that'll go on Bull as Taranez is able to draw the foul going for the offensive rebound. James Blackwell back in for Sherrard, and also Caden Kelly comes in, a 6'2 senior at 3 points per game. Chase Wheatley in as Wade Richard sits down. Ball into Blackwell for Sherrard with under a minute to play in the first. 12-9 is the Rockridge lead. Blackwell way out top for Sherrard, dribbles with his left hand, pump fakes, and now passes to Varonda, top of the key. Carton, here he comes to the basket, steps through, whistle, and a foul against Baylen Lehmans. That'll be the second team foul on the Rockets. First personal on Lehmans with 40.1 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's 12-9, Rockridge leads, Tigers ball. And Sherrard will get it to start the second, barring a tie-up here late in the first. James Blackwell has it, a step inside the sideline in front of the Rockridge bench. Now here's Carton working on, that's Lehmans who's trying to guard him, and Carton misses it at the basket, in and out, rebound to the Rockets, and Wheatley wants to go in transition, leaves it for Chase Wheatley, left wing, final possession of the quarter. Landon Wheatley takes it baseline, cut off by Kelly, and Rockridge throws it back out top for Landon Bull. 15 seconds to play in the first, 12-9. Rockridge holding it for the final shot of the opening period. Carton and Bull here, one-on-one. Bull takes it out and gets in the paint, hops through, up, got it blocked. Lehman's offensive rebound, 4 seconds. He'll force it up and bank it in at the buzzer. 14-9, a five-point lead for the Rockridge Rockets after one in a quick-moving first quarter. We're back with more on WRMJ in 30 seconds. 14-9, Rockridge leads Sherrard after one.
At First Community Bank, we often do business with multiple generations of the same family all at the same time. If Grandpa and Grandma, Mom and Dad, or the kids are happy with their banking relationship, you will be too. Stop in and see us today. First Community Bank member, FDIC.
All right, after one quarter of play, Rockridge 14, Sherrard 9. There was maybe like three or four dead balls in the first quarter. Jim Taylor, it's not even 7 o'clock yet, and we're done with the first quarter.
Yeah, action-packed. Now, what I noticed is from a Rockridge standpoint, first possession, you like Landon Wheatley getting involved. I think that's important. I think Rockridge a little more fluid offensively, and then defensively, at least I noticed when Brody Bender's in the game, they're kind of sagging off him with Richard, and basically they're kind of playing, you know, five defenders against four offensive players. I think that's interesting when Sherrard has to go to the matchup with Toronto's off the bench.
It's kind of how West Hancock defended Sherrard with Cooper Knowles, who is 6'9", just kind of hung out underneath the basket when he was matched up with Bender. So it'll be Sherrard Ball to start the second quarter with Rockridge holding a five-point advantage, 14-9 Rockets in front. Five on the floor for Sherrard are Brown, Blackwell, Torrades, Carton, and Kelly for Rockridge. It's both Wheatley's, Kunico, Bull, and Lehman's. Looks like a 2-3 zone here for Sherrard, or for Rockridge, I should say. Sherrard attacking the 2-3. Blackwell out top, reverse it left side for Carter. Brown motions his teammates through. 7:45 to play here in the first half. It's 14-9 Rockridge. Brown between his legs over to Blackwell, left of the circle to Carton, top of the key, faces to the basket. Now Blackwell left wing, ball fakes a long range three. Carton right wing, they lost him, he's open, high off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Carter Brown, he draws a foul on Rockridge. That could be on Lehman's. If it's on Lehman's, that's number two. And it looks like it will be against Baylen Lehman's. Lehman's second, Rockridge's first team foul here in the second quarter. Substitution for the Tigers as Ryder Veranda checks in for Caden Kelly, and then it's Richard back in for Lehman's. Sherrard gets it into Veranda, left corner open for three off the front of the rim, rebound tipped, and then finally corralled by Rockridge and Wheatley. So the Rockets have the ball here, up by five, 7:20 to play in the second quarter. The Rockets get a stop right away here in the second. Wheatley guarded by Brown. Wheatley off a ball screen from Richard, forces Blackwell to switch on to him. Into the corner for Landon Bull, who made two threes in the first quarter. Now Richard, top of the key, Kunico, right wing Bull, another one. That is good again for Landon Bull. He's 3 of 3 from beyond the arc. And the Rockets have an eight-point lead, 17-9, 6:55 to play in the second. Big possession here for Sherrard, now facing an eight-point deficit. Landon Bull already with nine, all 9 of his points coming from downtown. Aiden Torrades, right corner for Sherrard to Brown, top of the key. Brown, low post for Carton, has his back to the basket. They double team him and he throws it away. It's stolen by Bull. First turnover for Sherrard. Rockets have a chance to take a double-digit lead here for the first time. Possessing the ball up 17-9 with 6.5 to play in the second quarter. Richard right wing for the Tigers. Pressured by Torrades. One dribble. Kunico top of the key. Carton swipes the ball, knocked it away, but Kunico grabs it, passes it to Bull, who's got a hot hand. You know he'd be here to play tonight. Over to Wheatley, left of the circle. Landon dribbling, fakes handoff to younger brother Chase. Carter Brown ramps up the pressure. Off a ball screen, Wheatley finds Bull backing his way in, up and in over Brown. Landon Bull has 11 points, and it's a 10-point lead for the Rockets. Timeout, Sherrard. 6:02 to play in the second. Rockridge 19, Sherrard 9 on WRMJ.
Are you tired of living in pain? Let Weiler Wellness Chiropractic in Milan help you find relief. Dr. Andrew Weiler was a multi-sport high school athlete and knows how to treat pain, improve mobility, and reduce discomfort. At Weiler Wellness Chiropractic, we want you to live a healthier, pain-free life. Dr. Andrew wants you to experience the difference that quality chiropractic care can make in your life. Visit their website, 2w-chiropractic.com, to learn more and schedule your first appointment. Weiler Wellness Chiropractic, make an adjustment to a better quality of life.
Rockridge 19, Sherrard 9 in the second quarter. Jim Taylor, kind of gut check time for the Tigers here, facing a 10-point deficit early, but you knew Landon Bull would be active tonight. He's got 11 already.
Man, inside, outside, and you knew he would rise to the occasion. But, you know, this is who scores the next 4 points in this game or the next 6 points in this game is huge, because the way Rockridge is defending, you know, you're at a dangerous point if you're Sherrard. The Tigers need to respond. And by the way, Ty, they've had to make tough shots. Their 9 points have been contested shots. They've really had to battle to score. And somebody other than Ryland Carton has to provide some production for them.
All right, Sherrard Ball out of the timeout. 19-9 Rockridge lead. 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. Left wing Carter Brown has it for the Tigers. Picks up the dribble. Need a basket. They give it to Carton. He's a good guy to give it to in this spot. But then he gets his pass tipped. Brown collects it, though, for the Tigers. Torrades, top of the key, head fakes the three, picks up the dribble, pivots, and passes to Blackwell. Now Brown, left-handed dribble, hands it off to Carton. Weave action out top. Now back to Blackwell. Tigers reset. 5.5 to play in the second, 19-9. Sherrard's had some lengthy possessions in this game. Blackwell holds it out top. Gets the screen, dribbles with his right hand from Torrades, spins. Blackwell rises in the paint and bakes it in. James Blackwell, an attack basket, makes it 19-11. First bucket of the second quarter for Sherrard. 8-point lead for Rockridge with the ball, 19-11. 5:10 to play in the second. The Sherrard students come alive here right in front of us as Wheatley picks up the dribble to Kunico right of the circle with Torrades on him. Right wing Bull, who's had a great start. Now Kunico left wing. Into the corner, Chase Wheatley tries to drive. His penetration attempt cut off. Nowhere nowhere to go with it. One-hand pass to Kunico, left corner. Back out top for Landon Wheatley. 4:50 to play in the second. 19-11, Rockridge leads. Rockets with the ball with Landon Bull. Cross court to Wheatley right of the circle. Experienced player to experienced player there. Wheatley between his legs. Carton switches on to him. Now Chase Wheatley right corner in front of the Sherrard bench. Landon Wheatley holds the ball. They pass it back to Bull with 4.5 to play in the half. Wheatley directs traffic, motions Bull through, picks up the dribble and passes it to Landon Bull. He'll step back and take a three. This one's off the mark. Good defensive possession there for the Tigers, and Carton the rebound. Sherrard wants to run. Carton out the pass to Veranda, trailing Brown, skip pass left wing for Taranez. Here's Blackwell, drives, kicks, Taranez, left wing, he's open, lets a three ball fly. It's high off the rim, and he missed it. And the only player underneath the basket was Landon Bull, who rips down the rebound for Rockridge. Bull handles it across the half court line, fakes a handoff. He gets the switch onto Brown. Top of the key, Wheatley. Ball fakes, he'll attack, kick, corner, Kunico launches, three, no, high off the rim, over the basket support, and it'll be Sherrard ball out of bounds. So, that's Kunico still has not scored this season against Sherrard. He's had a couple of good looks tonight, hasn't got any of them to fall, and Sherrard gets the ball back, trailing 19-11 with just under 4 minutes to play in the second. Tigers moving from left to right with James Blackwell handling the basketball. Picked up by Kunico. Blackwell left-handed dribble. Well, Kunico does a good job stopping his penetration. And out to Taranez left of the circle. Taranez here near side for Veranda. Picked up by Chase Wheatley. Veranda tries to spin on him. Keeps the dribble. Needs to pick it up. Close to a five-second call. Veranda picked it up in a bad spot. Carter Brown makes a one-handed catch to Brody Bender, who's in there with two fouls. They sag off him. Blackwell at the elbow. Spins and pivots. Finds Brown, who head fakes the three. Euro steps in the paint. He gets clocked underneath, and that'll be a foul. The Sherrard sideline wants two free throws. They say the foul, though, is on the floor. So that'll go against Landon Wheatley, his first, Rockridge's second team foul in the second. Ryland Carton got a quick breather. He quickly comes back into the game as Aiden Taranez takes a seat. Sherrard baseline throw in here, trailing 19-11. Blackwell to Brown, right corner, thought about a three-pointer. Decided better of it. He'll try to drive on Wheatley. Kicks it to Veranda. Now Blackwell left wing. Jabs with his right foot to Brown, top of the key, reverses it, Bender. Soft defense on him. One dribble to Brown. Now Blackwell left side, right in front of the Rockridge bench. Blackwell gets a screen, hesitates, stops, and kicks it to Veranda, who penetrates, gets a foot in the paint. His pass out to Blackwell, tipped out of bounds by Kunico. It'll stay with Sherrard. 2:56 to play in the second. 19-11. Coming up at halftime, we'll get a word with both head coaches. Coach Harris going into the locker room. Coach Johnson coming out. Sherrard ball in the corner with Ryland Carton down eight. Carton pull up 15-footer off a screen. He banks it in. Carton's got eight. That was a nice move there by Ryland. A quick little 4-0 run for Sherrard. Cuts it from a 10-point deficit to six. 19-13 Rockets. Wheatley across the half-court line. Over to Kunico right wing. Blackwell draws the assignment on him this possession. Gets a ball screen as Carton switches on to him. Now it's Blackwell guarding Bull. Kunico still with the ball. Carton on him. Hands up. Kunico always a threat to pull the trigger. Richard top of the key, bobbles it, pass it to Landon Wheatley left wing. 2:20 to play in the second, 19-13 Rockridge. Wheatley nowhere to go with it, finds Bull. Couple of steps inside the half court line in the corner here near side. Carton forced him to start dribbling it as the 5 second count starts. Now Bull to Landon Wheatley right of the circle in front of the scorer's table. Now Kunico along the sideline, dribbles out top with Brody Bender on him. Into the corner for Landon Wheatley, got free, he'll take a three, no good. Rebound, Chase Wheatley got it, he beat Veranda to the spot. And then Veranda picks up a foul. That'll be Sherrard's first team foul. That's a big, big offensive rebound from Chase Wheatley. As Rockridge, or I should say as Sherrard there, had a chance to get the ball back down by six. Now a chance for the Rockets off a baseline out-of-bounds play. They lob it to Kunico left wing. 19-13 is the Rockridge lead. Kunico between his legs out to Bull. Head fakes the three, gets around Carton. Kicks it to Kunico. Back to Bull left wing. Good recovery by Blackwell and Carton. Just 2-on-2 here on the near side. Bull backing down cross court. Richard Chase Wheatley lefty. Right wing three, no good. Blackwell the rebound. Tigers have it down six. 19-13. Carter Brown drives, picks up the dribble, lost it in the paint, and Sherrard turns it over. Second turnover for the Tigers, and Rockridge takes a timeout after Brown gave it away. 1:28 to play in the second. Rockridge 19, Sherrard 13. Timeout Rockets on WRMJ.
Value, selection, and a knowledgeable sales staff ready to help you find what you're looking for. That's what you'll find at Essig Motors. Here's Josh Peters.
This month I have a 2024 GMC Terrain SLE all-wheel drive, sterling metallic in color with a list price of $33,560. $2,500 in rebates. Take it home today for $3,160.
So make sure you plan a stop at Essig Motors in Aledo today or visit their website at essigs.com.
All right, 19-13. Rock Ridge leads Sherrard late in the second quarter on WRMJ. Jim Taylor courtside all night long. Not a lot of turnovers in this game. Two so far for Sherrard, one for Rock Ridge, but every giveaway feels pretty big tonight.
Yeah, no question about it. And I'll say this. I'll start with Sherrard. Man, Carton has made some tough shots tonight. Smooth player, but big play you mentioned, Chase Wheatley. So two big plays he just made. Got that offensive rebound, missed the three, but he picked up the loose ball on the defensive end. And I'll tell you the other thing I've noticed is even though Caleb Kunico isn't scoring, still playing defense. And I tell you, Landon Wheatley's on, Rockridge is on the ball defense on the dribble on Carter Brown with Landon Wheatley. And then on Ryder Veranda has been excellent tonight.
1:28 to play in the second quarter. Out of the timeout, Rockridge ball, a 19-13 6-point advantage. 4-0 run currently for Sherrard. The biggest lead has been Rockridge by 10, 19-9. Now 19-13, Bull across the timeline. They run and jump him. Into the corner, Chase Wheatley back to Bull. Clock at 1:15, possession arrow pointing Rockridge's way. Tigers looking to get a little closer here to close the first half. Bull low post with Carter Brown on him. Bull backing his way in. Out to Chase Wheatley. Ball fakes, penetrates, and kicks to the corner for Rich Hart. Now back to Bull left wing with 60 seconds to play in the half. Bull, he's double team, picks up the dribble. Lobs it to the right wing where it's caught by Kudiko out to Chase Wheatley. Rockets, I think, would be content to potentially hold it for the final shot of the half and get to the locker room up by at least six. Landon Wheatley drives it, takes it to the basket and scores on Veranda. Wheatley has 3 points now, and it's 21-13. Lead back to eight for Rock Ridge. Sherrard ball with Carton left wing to Blackwell, right of the circle. 35 seconds to play in a fast-moving first half. Blackwell tries to go baseline, can't. Picks up the dribble. Over to Brown left wing, 30 seconds. Torres gets around his defenders, takes it to the basket. No whistle, a late whistle will send Torres to the free throw line. There was contact, I think. Potentially the official there, Jake Scott, was waiting to see if that basket went in or not. It didn't, so Torres will head to the line to shoot two. 2.5 points per game. He's just 1-for-4 from the free throw line this season. The foul against Rock Ridge goes on Wade Richard, his first 13th foul. So two free throws here for the 6'1" senior, Aiden Torres. Here's the front end. It's good. Torres is a Division I baseball recruit. He'll play at the next level at the University of Illinois Chicago. The Flames, 21-14. Here's the back end for Torres. You know the bright lights aren't going to bother him. He's one of those kids that's played in a lot of big-time baseball games. Back end here for Aiden Torres. He missed it. Rebound to Rock Ridge and Kunico. So final possession of the half here for the Rockets, up by 7. 21-14. Wheatley jogs it across the timeline, picked up by Torres. Clock now at 12 seconds. Wheatley nearly went back into the backcourt, but tightrope the center stripe. Now 8 seconds on the clock. Wheatley gets it to Bull. Ball fakes, dribbles, spins back to his right hand, forces one up in the paint, around and in. It rolls through, and the Rockridge Rockets have a 9-point lead at the half, 23-14. Jim Taylor will get a word here with Jordan Harris in a moment. So Landon Bull, a very active first half. He finishes with 13 points, and it looks like Jim Taylor has Jordan Harris courtside.
All right, Jordan Harris, first up, let's talk defense. You hold them to 14 points in the first half. What do you think?
We're locked in on defense. We're communicating. We're rebounding, holding them to one shot. Not giving them any extra possessions, definitely helping out a lot.
And a little bit about, you know, I think much more fluid tonight offensively in this matchup. Contributions from a lot of different kids. What do you think so far in the first 16 minutes offensively?
Well, we're getting the looks that we want. And we're getting the ball down low to the post, which is a good sign. We just got to be able to knock down some shots from Caleb Kunico. We'll be all right.
All right, second half keys.
Make shots, keep the end up.
All right. Coach Jordan Harris with us. Back to you, Ty.
All right, thank you, Coach Harris. We'll talk with Sherrard head coach Alex Johnson coming out of the locker room. The Rockridge Rockets, though, have built a 9-point lead at the break. Halfway done here in Edgington tonight. Rockridge 23, Sherrard 14. We're back with the Wilder Wellness Chiropractic Halftime Show after this on WRMJ.
Building relationships, supporting the community and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat to talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them. See your local Country Financial representative today.
In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham.
John Waugh. Or Jason Potter.
In Edgington, see me, Brent Bigham.
In Orion, see me, Julie Hessler.
At CBI Bank and Trust, our mission is to develop long-term relationships with our farm customers. I'm Cody Hessman, Vice President, Ag and Commercial Lending. Our ag lending staff is committed to helping you and your operation be successful. CBI Bank and Trust will work alongside you to provide financing solutions meeting the needs of your operation, and that's a responsibility we take seriously. Call us today to see how CBI Bank and Trust can add value to your farm operation.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You found a friendly dealer that'll treat you right, so spread the word.
Sexton Ford.
You found just what you want at just the right price, go spread the word.
Sexton Ford.
We love the way you talk about us, cause we're money's proud to make it. Sexton Ford, the talk of the town. Oh yeah, Sexton Ford is the talk of the town.
At halftime, Rock Ridge 23, Sherrard 14. Welcome into the Wilder Wellness Chiropractic Halftime Show. Teams making adjustments. At halftime, we invite you to schedule your appointment with Dr. Andrew Wilder at Wilder Wellness Chiropractic in Milan. At halftime, Rock Ridge 23, Sherrard 14. Rockets led it 14-9 after one. Outscored the Tigers 9-5 in the second. Take a 23-14 lead into the locker room. Landon Bull has 13 points in the first half. 4 for Baylen Lehman's, 3 apiece for Wade Richard and Landon Wheatley. 1 turnover for Rockridge in the first half. Rockets were 1 of 2 from the line. 4 Sherrard, 8 points for Ryland Carden, 5 for James Blackwell, 1 for Aiden Taranas. Tigers 1 of 2 from the line, and 2 turnovers, in the first half. We want to know where you're listening to high school basketball from tonight. Text us at 309-371-3916. That's 309-371-3916, or 309-582-6027, 309-582-6027 is the other number you can text. The WRMJ Studios Facebook page or on Twitter at Tide21 Taylor. Brian Stocking's listening to us, Jim Taylor. What do you think about that?
I love it. Hey, I want you for one of our high school sports spotlights before the year wraps up. I don't know who the dude is that's playing bass guitar for the Rockridge Bet Band tonight. I want to talk to that kid. All right, some shout outs here. Hey, yo. Wayne Bennett, his nose had to be itching today. Coach Breeden was talking about him at the WRMJ studios. He says, don't know who to cheer for. Coach Landon Bull's dad, Nick, in summer fast pitch in late 1999s. And the Brown boys' dad in 1999 on the Aledo staff with Coach Welter. So hello, Wayne Bennett. Also, let's see, Sherrard, former Sherrard volleyball coach. That would be Erica Slattery with her family. They're listening, and of course they're related to Aiden Taranas, and they're headed to, let me make sure I get this right, they're headed to a volleyball tournament in Indianapolis listening. So hello to the Slatteries. Of course, everyone wants to listen to the Rockets and Tigers if they're in the lower Rock Island County area.
Fun first half, and just kind of your impressions courtside. 23-14, a little bit of a slow start for the Tigers offensively, but with the way that, you know, a kid like Ryland Carr can get going, Blackwell too, his game far from over, but some work to do for Sherrard in the second half.
Yeah, and I just really think that Sherrard really had to make some tough shots in the first half. Just me watching court level, I think a little more fluid offensively for the Rockets tonight, who have 20, you know, they're up 9, and Kunico still hasn't scored, and I'm a law of averages guy. I think he's going to score in the second half, and I think the Tigers are going to have to get some other production from kids outside of Carton and Blackwell, because I mean, you've watched the game today. Have you noticed much offensively from Carter Brown or Ryder Veranda? I think that the Rockets have been outstanding
on the ball dribble defense.
Quickly, some scores from around the area presented by Rex McCorder, Yager Machinery Sales, 309-337-1680. Phone or text Rex, your local Yager Machinery Sales representative in Aledo. At halftime in the track west, Orion leads Mercer County by 8, 40-32. At halftime, it's Riverdale on top of Monmouth Roseville, 32-18. In that game, some more listeners. Bill Gorham listening from the far west end of Rock Island County. He says, no matter who wins tonight, it's a great event. And Craig Brown listening from Morton, Illinois, he says, go Tigers. The Potters, the Morton Potters, right? So real quick, we're going to take a break heading into our second half coverage. But Jim Taylor just should be a fun second half, I think.
Yeah, and again, you know, you look at now, if you're Sherrard, you're playing a little bit against the clock, too. You gotta make up 9 points in 16 minutes, right? And you've scored only 14 points in the first 16, so it's going to be an uphill battle.
All right, with Sherrard coming back out, Jim Taylor will grab Alex Johnson here momentarily as the Tigers make their way out of the locker room. The score at halftime, Rockridge 23, Sherrard 14, Landon Bull 13 points to lead the Rockets. Ryland Carton has 8 to pace the Tigers. Here is Jim Taylor with Alex Johnson.
All right, first half, let's talk a little bit about offensive performance and what has to be the difference in the second half to kind of get more offensive output against this Rockridge defense.
We got to be able to move the ball in transition. We're walking the ball up the floor a lot of times, not really trying to put any pressure on them. And then when we get in the half court, the ball's just sticking too much. They got to be able to share the ball with their teammates, move it, make quicker decisions. That's going to open up things. It might take 10 to 15 seconds to do it, but we got to get a heck of a lot more decisive on the offensive end.
Now, you've only given up 23 in the first 16 minutes, but they're up 9, so a little bit about kind of the task at hand defensively in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, they hit a lot of shots. That's the difference. I think they hit 4 or 5 threes, and we hit 1. We got to make sure we get our hands up on shooters, but now them going away from us, our communication's got to be better, our rotation's got to be better, and just our overall effort and energy has to be better if we want to get back to this game.
So the keys, I guess, to really the first 4 minutes of this third quarter for the Tigers.
No, absolutely. You know, if they extend this lead, it's going to be tough on us. We got to bring the pressure, got to be the intensity, and we got to do things that we normally do.
All right, back to you, Ty.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with the third quarter after this at halftime. Rockridge 23, Sherrard 14 on WRMJ.
Did you know that Zinc Excavating offers septic services? That's right. For septic installation, pumping, and maintenance, call the experts at Zinc Excavating. For water lines, sewer repair and repairs, footings, and tilings, call Zinc Excavating. Need black dirt? Call Zinc Excavating. For all your excavating needs from A to Z, trust Zinc Excavating to get the job done right. Think Zinc. Call Corey Zinc today at 309-337-4569.
A few more listeners have checked in. Angie DeCara listening from Illinois City. Nikki Taylor and Judy Lower listening from Aledo. Chad Bell listening from Viola. He says, let's go Tigers. At the half, it's Rockridge 23, Sherrard 14. 9-point lead for the Rockets to start the second half. On the floor for Rockridge, Landon Bull, Caleb Punico, Landon Wheatley, Wade Richard, and Valen Lehmans for Sherrard. Ryder Veranda, Carter Brown, Brody Bender, James Blackwell, and Ryland Carton. Rockridge ball moving from left to right in the home white uniforms to start the second half. Jim DuBois, Todd Gilmore, Jake Scott are officials. 23-14 is the Rockridge lead. The Rockets will possess it to start the second half. 16 minutes of play, and Rockridge playing with a 9-point lead. Here's Landon Wheatley in the backcourt, picked up by Carter Brown. Wheatley up the far sideline to Richard. He's guarded by Bender, picks up the dribble, forces a pass into double coverage, low post caught by Lehmans, kicks it back to Wheatley. Rockridge resets the half-court offense here early in the third quarter. Lehmans, low post, Bull. Here comes a triple team. Bull got underneath, missed into the basket, and Brody Bender the rebound for Sherrard. Hands it off to Blackwell up the center of the floor. On a waist-high dribble with his right hand, throws on the brakes, now backs up towards the half-court logo. As Sherrard, an important first possession here. Down by 9 to start the third. Blackwell shouting out instruction to his teammates, motioning for Veranda to come closer to him. Blackwell picks up the dribble, nowhere to go with it, finds Brown, right wing. Brown holds the ball above his head. Carter Brown to Carton, top of the key, into the corner here near side for Veranda. Hops, takes it on Kunico, picks up the dribble at the elbow, and now passes it back out to Blackwell. Tigers begin again. Landon Wheatley clapping as he's guarding Carter Brown. Brown to Veranda, right corner. Veranda dribbling around the arc. Skip pass to Blackwell way out top. Blackwell off a ball screen. His penetration stopped. He passes it to Ryland Carton. Carton off a screen from Veranda, takes it baseline, lost it, finds Blackwell left corner. He's open for three. High off the front of the rim, no good. And Landon Wheatley, the rebound. It was batted around a couple of times, but Wheatley grabbed it for the Rockets up the near sideline. 6:35 to play in the third, 23-14. Rockridge by nine. Lehman's finds Bull underneath. Goes up through two defenders. Blocked from behind by Carton. But Lehman tracks it down for Rockridge in the corner. Back out to Wheatley. Right of the circle. Already more than a minute and a half gone in the third quarter. Every possession very meaningful in this game with how lengthy some of these possessions have been for both teams. Bull got away underneath. Goes up and he's fouled on a feed from Richard. And Landon Bull to the line to shoot two. He's been a problem for Sherrard tonight so far. He's got 13. He'll shoot two free throws here, a 70% foul shooter on the season. The foul goes on Carton, his first team foul one. Rockridge's biggest lead tonight has been 9, or I should say at 10, 19-9. And Bulls front end is good as the Rockets match their biggest lead of the night, 24-14 now. Aiden Taran is in for Carter Brown for the Tigers. And the back end here for Bull. Rockridge vacates the lane. 6:13 to play in the third, and Bull makes both. It's an 11-point lead for the Rockets, 25-14. Here come the Tigers with Blackwell up the far sideline in front of the scorer's table. To Brody Bender, makes the catch on the run. Back to Taranez, left of the circle. Taranez gets it to Veranda, left corner. Veranda picks up the dribble and passes it to James Blackwell. Lehman's almost gotten to passing lane. Carton, left wing, open, quick trigger, three short. And the rebound to Richard. He's bumped into by both Taranez and Bender. And a loose ball foul going to be called against the Tigers. Goes on Taranez. That'll be his first. Second team foul on Sherrard. Carter Brown back in for the Tigers. He'll replace James Blackwell. With 5:50 to play in the third quarter, Rockridge 25, Sherrard 14. Rockets with the basketball. Into Baylen Lehman's, back to Bull, and now Landon Wheatley left of the circle. Brings it across the timeline. Veranda hustles back to get in front of him. Shoulders square as he passes it. Left wing for Richard, takes it baseline. Whistle, foul against Brody Bender on the drive. Richard drew the foul. That'll be Bender's third. Already the third team foul against Sherrard here in the third quarter. So with 5:38 to play, Tigers got to back off a little bit. Don't want to let the Rockets get into the bonus. Baseline out of bounds. They get it to Kunico. He missed it at the rim. Had a good look at it. Rebound to Taran as he's pushed by Kunico. The Kunico's first personal and the first team foul against Rockridge in the third. That was a big play there because Kunico had a clean look at the basket from about 5 feet away and missed it. Would have extended Rockridge's lead to 13 points. Instead, it's still 11, and the Tigers get the ball back. 5:33 to play in the third. Trailing 25-14. Haven't really went on a run yet, Sherrard hasn't. Need to do that soon. Blackwell across the timeline, off a ball screen. Can't get downhill, spins in the paint, picks it up. Veranda, top of the key, over to Carter Brown. Has a window for three, and it's good for Carter Brown. His first bucket of the night. Big shot there. It's 25-17, 8-point game. Wheatley up the sideline, spins away as he brings it across the timeline here near side. Hand off to Lehman's, now back to Bull. Bull, as the Tigers look to get a stop and try to make a little bit of a run here. Now down 8, 25-17. Lehman's left corner in front of Coach Harris and the Rockridge Rocket bench. Lehman's lost the handle. Bounce pass back to Wheatley. Couple of steps inside the half-court line. They jump double-team him. Finds Bull. Head fakes the three. Lost the ball. It's loose. Bull got it back somehow. Finds Kunico. Right wing three. That one's no good. It goes off the basket support. And Kunico, he just cannot buy a basket against Sherrard this season. He still has not scored in 6.5 quarters against the Tigers. Ball back to Sherrard, 25-17. Rockets by 8, 4.5 to play in the third. Blackwell directs traffic, in and out dribble to Veranda, top of the key. He hasn't scored yet in this game. Veranda pressured by Chase Wheatley. Veranda got away from him. He'll take a floater in the paint. No good. Rebound. Brown got underneath. Power dribble. Pump fake up with the left. It's good for Carter Brown. 5 straight points for him, and we're down to a 6-point game. 25-19. Tigers fans starting to make some noise as Bull brings it across the timeline. 4:10 to play in the third. 6-point lead for Rockridge. Bull to Chase Wheatley in the corner left side. Wheatley to Landon Wheatley, the older brother, the senior point guard. To Lehman's right of the circle. Good closeout by Ryland Carton. Lehman's back to Wheatley. This is Landon to Chase, left corner. Low post, Bull. Ball knocked away, out of bounds as Carton came from the weak side, nearly got the steal. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Carton will be Rock Ridge ball. Stops the clock with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the third. Rock Ridge leads at 25-19. Baseline throw in for the Rockets. Landon Wheatley triggers it. Lobs it to Bull. Makes the catch over his outstretched arms and passes it to Wheatley with Taranez guarding him. High pressure out top. Wheatley between his legs. Can't get around him. They pass to Chase. Wheatley left-handed dribble. Throws on the brakes between his legs. Moonwalks back towards the half-court line. And now Bull with it left of the circle. Skips it to Landon Wheatley. 3.5 to play in the third. Another one of these lengthy possessions for Rock Ridge tonight. Taranez pressuring Wheatley. Wheatley gets around him, takes it right, kicks it left wing. Kunico for three. That's no good. And Blackwell the rebound. Blackwell, long outlet pass. Brown makes the catch on the run. Goes up with the left and lays it in. Brown has 7 points in the third. Timeout Rock Ridge. It's a 4-point game. A 7-0 run for the Tigers. 3:13 to play in the third. Rock Ridge 25, Sherrard 21 on WRMJ.
1 in 8 U.S. women will develop invasive breast cancer in their lifetime. Early detection and treatment saves lives. Mercy One Genesis Aledo has the latest mammography technology for diagnosing breast cancer, as well as full radiology services including CT, MRI, ultrasound, nuclear medicine, and X-ray. Schedule your annual mammogram. No physician order is necessary and financial assistance is available. Compassionate, quality health care is available close to home.
All right, Jim Taylor on the sidelines. We set a halftime. Needed Carter Brown to come alive for Sherrard. A 7-0 run all by himself. It's a 4-point game in the third.
Well, and he scored 3 different ways. A perimeter 3. He scored a tough hoop in the paint and then a transition hoop. And he's brought the Tigers. We talked about the first 4 minutes. And they've cut that 9-point lead down to 4.
3 minutes, 13 seconds to play in the third quarter. Tigers now pick up and ramp up the full court pressure. 25-21, Rock Ridge by 4. It's a 7-0 run for Sherrard. Kunico across the timeline. Almost pushed off. The Tigers don't get the call. Wheatley right of the circle with it to Lehman's right corner. Brody Bender picks him up. Lehman's picked up the dribble. Carton all over him. And Lehman's gets it to Bull. Cross court to Wheatley. Now Kunico left side takes it in the paint. Spins up and finally Kunico's on the board. He lays it in. Kunico gets his first bucket of the night. It's 27-21. Brown the other way. Reverse layup. He scoops it high off the glass and in. Carter Brown has scored 9 in a row for Sherrard. It's a 4-point game. 27-23. An acrobatic finish in traffic there for Brown. Wheatley across the timeline picks up the dribble. Brown pounds him. Forces him to pass it to Lehman's here, right wing. Now Bull right of the circle with 2:20 to play in the third. 27-23. Bull double crossover on Bender. Changes direction again. Kicks it. Left corner. Lehman's drives. Finds Richard. Ball fakes the three. Nearly traveled. He passes it to Wheatley. 2:05 to play in the third. Wheatley with Blackwell on him. Over to Lehman's right corner. Back to Landon Wheatley. Over to Bull. Top of the key, about 3 steps beyond the arc, working on Brody. Bender picks up the dribble, backdoor Kunico, reverse layup, blocked by Carton. It goes out of bounds, it'll stay with Rock Ridge. Tigers bring Ryder Veranda back into the game, and it'll be Aiden Taranez that checks out. Clock at 1:55 in the third. It's a 4-point lead for the Rockets, 27-23. Baseline throw in here for Landon Wheatley. To Kunico, makes the catch left wing. Jabs with his right hand. Carton on him to Lehman's top. He got a size advantage on Veranda, who's guarding him. Tries to back him down. Picks up the dribble. Bounce pass to Richard. Richard left-handed dribble back to Lehman's, and now right of the circle, Wheatley skips it to Bull left side. Bull to Kunico left wing. 90 seconds to play in the third. Richard over to Wheatley, right corner. Off a ball screen from Wade Richard. Wheatley takes it, rises in the paint, missed it. Rebound to Carter Brown. He gets through 3 defenders. Now the Tigers have numbers, but Brown slows it up. 1:20 to play in the third, 27-23. Rock Ridge by 4. Tigers have it with Brody Bender. Dribble handoff for Blackwell. Right-handed dribble, tries to take it. Baseline on the right side, gets underneath. And a whistle from Jim Dubois. It's a foul against Rock Ridge. Second team foul against the Rockets. It's on the floor. Goes on Lehman's. That's his third. Carton to trigger the baseline throw-in. Bounce pass into Carter Brown, right wing. Now Blackwell right of the circle. They give it to Ryland Carton. Whistle and a foul on the screen. Coming off of the screen, it'll go against Rock Ridge. It's like that's on Bull. That's Bull's first. Carton to throw it in here along the baseline. 104 to play in the third. Carton bounce pass to Veranda, makes the catch in traffic and brings it back beyond the arc. Sherrard will get it to start the fourth, so a big possession here. Blackwell takes it baseline, bounce pass, Brown up in the paint, he lays it in, and the foul! It's a two-point game! Carter Brown has scored every point, all 11 for Sherrard in the third, and he's got a chance for a three-point play to make this a one-point game. That foul on Richard, that play made, though, by Blackwell, who averages over four assists per game. Carter Brown is a 72% foul shooter, and the free throw is good. It's a one-point game, 27-26. Rockridge ball with Wheatley in the backcourt. Across the timeline, picked up by Veranda. Gets around him up the near sideline. Moves it to Bull. And now Richard back to Wheatley. 27-26. Rockridge by one. 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Wheatley to Kunico, left wing. Kunico guarded by Carter Brown. Bounce pass to Bull. Back to the basket. Turns and faces. Underneath, Lehman's got away. Lays it up. He scores it on Toronto as Baylen Lehman's has 6 points. 25 seconds to play in the third. 29-26. Rockridge by three. Rockets have led by as many as 11. Bender with the right wing. Sherrard ball, and they'll get it to start the fourth with 15 seconds to play. Blackwell, they clear out for him with 12 seconds. The matchup on him right now is Lehman's. 8 seconds. Still along the half court line. They say go with 5-4. Here comes Blackwell. In and out dribble, takes it. Step back 17 footer for Blackwell's an air ball. And the Tigers, a little bit of a stagnant possession there, but they do cut it to 3 at the end of the third as we head to the fourth. Rockridge 29, Sherrard 26 on WRMJ.
Create a bright partnership at Bank Orion when you open an account online today. Open an account online or through our mobile app without stepping into a branch. Since 1890, Bank Orion has been that bright financial partner for you, your family, your business, and our community. Connect with us anytime, anywhere. Visit BankOrion.com to discover your new bright partnership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
29-26, Rockridge leads Sherrard through three quarters tonight. Jim Taylor courtside, having fun tonight. Looks like we're going to have a fun finish.
Well, great, and here's a couple of things I've noticed in the third quarter. You know, one, I think we talked about the on-the-ball defense for Rockridge in the first half. Second half, the on-the-ball defense by Sherrard has been great. And I tell you, the other thing I've liked from Sherrard is their counterattack offensively, where off a miss or off a make, they've transitioned, and I think that's kind of got them back into this ball game where they put the pedal to the metal. I like Coach Johnson, the thing he did at the end of the quarter, gave Ryland Carton a little bit of a breather the last 45 seconds.
Sherrard ball to start the fourth, 29-26. Rockridge leads by three. Blackwell across the timeline here for the Tigers. Picks up the dribble, moves it to Ryland Carton. He has 8 points, hasn't scored yet in the second half. Carton takes it at Bull, spins, passes it to Tirana's right wing. Now Veranda right corner. Veranda angles around the perimeter, veers left, passes it to Carton. Carton to Carter Brown, who's got all 12 second half points for the Tigers. Isolation here for the junior. Over to Carton. Right wing three to tie the game. He got it! Ryland Carton buries a three, and the Tigers have turned an 11-point deficit into a tie game. It's 29-29, 7:25 to play in the fourth. Landon Wheatley right of the circle here for the Rockets to Lehman's off a dribble handoff over to Bull left wing. Now left corner, it's Kunico to Richard. Left wing over to Wheatley. Right of the circle, high post for Bull. Back to the basket, skip pass. Lehman's has to leap to make the catch. Drives in traffic, lost it, but he's fouled as the Tigers out of there with it heading the other way. Foul stopped the fast break. It goes against Carter Brown at Sherrard. That's his second personal and the first team foul against Sherrard in the fourth. 7:03 to play in the fourth. It's a new ball game at 29 apiece. It's gone from 25-14 Rock Ridge to 29-29. A 15-4 run for the Tigers as Wheatley brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Kunico. Both Brown and Carton doing a good job pressuring the basketball. Kunico picks up the dribble, the Bull top of the key. That's Blackwell closes out on him. And now Wheatley along the sideline takes it on Brown. Gets to the paint. Double clutcher. He misses the layup, but he's fouled. And two free throws coming up for Landon Wheatley. One of two tonight. 53% from the line on the season. Clock stops at 6:42 in the fourth. In a Dead heat 29-29 in another defensive battle between these two teams. Two free throws for Wheatley, the 6-foot senior. 1-for-2 tonight, 53% of the season. Front end is good. Rockridge back in front by a point, 30-29. Kathy Bizzari listening. She says, go Rockets. Back in for Landon Wheatley with Rockridge up 30-29, 6:42 to play in the fourth. He makes both calmly. 31-29. Rockets push the lead back to two here with 6:40 to play in the fourth. Blackwell across the timeline for Sherrar. Blackwell signals to his teammates. They motion Carton through. He comes through an elevator screen up top. Carton takes it baseliner. That's Blackwell. Kicks Brown. Right wing three for the lead. He got it. Carter Brown has 15 points in the second half, and Sherrar has their first lead since the first quarter. 32-31, 6:15 to play. Tigers in front. Brown all over Wheatley. Forced him to pick it up. Blackwell nearly knocked it away from Lehmans, but Lehmans passes it back to Wheatley. Now Bull right wing. Low post, Kunico layup. He gives the Rockets the lead right back. On the feed from Bull. Kunico has four. 33-32. Back and forth we go. Bull, excuse me, that's Brown taking it. A bully spins in the paint, forces it up, and draws a foul on Wheatley. And two free throws coming up for Carter Brown, who has 15 points, all of them in the second half. 33-32. Brown 1-of-1 from the line tonight, 72% of the season. The foul on Wheatley is second. And the first team foul on the Rockets here in the fourth. Whistle. And it looks like Bull is bleeding. So Landon Bull's going to have to come off the floor with blood, it looks like. So Chase Wheatley will check in for him. You get, I think it's 30 or so seconds if you're able to get it cleaned up to allow him to come back into the game. So real quickly, Jim Taylor, boy, the teams have finally started getting things going offensively, blow by blow here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I'm standing right in front of or behind the Rockridge trainer who is attending to Landon Bull. I think the other thing you watch now, Ty, is the timeout situation. You have four for Sherrard, three for Rockridge. But as you say, it's blow by blow. But I think, the transition offense for Sherrard has been the difference here in the second half.
Two free throws for Carter Brown of Sherrard. 5:53 to play in the fourth. 33-32. Rockridge leads as Brown's front end is good. 33-33 with 5:53 to go in regulation. By the way, Jim Taylor, Brian Hutton, he's standing right behind me. He's here tonight.
I see that.
33-33, back end by Carter Brown. He got them both. He has 17 in the second half, and it's 34-33. Sherrard back in front by a point. Boy, a great atmosphere. You hear the Tigers fans. They've probably got more people here tonight than Rockridge. They've been waiting to cheer, and they've been able to here in the fourth quarter. Tigers 34, Rockets 33, 5:50 to play in regulation. Bull guarded by Tarana as they double-team with Veranda, nearly forced him to lose the ball out of bounds, but he picks it up and passes it to Lehmans. Bull with Tarana's on him, takes it with his right hand, forced to pick up the dribble. He gets inside, forces one up in the paint, missed it. Rebound batted around, and Ryland Carton out of there with it. Chase Wheatley knocks it away, saves it to Landon. Bull to back to Wheatley. Boy, oh boy, what a play there from Chase Wheatley to keep it alive, and Rockridge steals a possession. Low post entry feed for Bull, and that was Tarana's reached around and fouled him. So circle this possession in this game if Rockridge ends up scoring here, because Carton got the rebound and Chase Wheatley came from behind him and dug the ball away, stealing a possession. That was Sherrard's third turnover of the game. Rockridge only turned it over once. Ball into Kunico, left corner. Huge possession here for the Rockets off the steal that Chase Wheatley got. Landon Wheatley has it right wing to Bull. Out top, Brody Bender hounds him. And now Lehman's right corner in front of the Rockridge Rocket students. Far side. Near side now, Wheatley. 5 minutes to play in the fourth. Into the corner for Baylen Lehman's backdoor to Bull. He's bumped from behind. He scores it, but the foul is going to be on the floor. That is Sherrard's fourth team foul, though. So now for the rest of the game, the Rockets will be shooting free throws. The foul on Bender is his fourth. He'll jog out of the game as Ryder Veranda re-enters. Rockridge with the baseline throw and out to Bull. Makes a one-handed catch over his shoulder as his back to the basket with Tarana is on him. Got a hand in his face. Now Carton switches on to Bull as Bull passes it to Wheatley right of the circle. Clock at 4:45 in the fourth. Sherrard 34, Rock Ridge 33. Rockets with the ball. Kunico to Lehmans. They want to feed Bull, who's posting up on Brown. Wheatley left wing looking for Bull. They finally get it to him, but he bounces out beyond the arc. Carton switched on to him. Now Wheatley left wing had a window for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound into the near side corner. It's picked up by the Rockets. Another chance. A third chance at the basket this possession. Baylen Lehmans takes it baseline up. He missed. And the Rockets can't cash in. Rebound to Carton. Whips it ahead to Blackwell out of his reach and out of bounds. And I saw all five coaches on the Sherrard bench throw their heads back as that is back-to-back turnovers for Sherrard. And the ball back to Rock Ridge. The Tigers will take a timeout. We'll keep it here. It's a 30-second timeout. Jim Taylor, those two back-to-back turnovers could be really costly for Sherrard.
Well, but I'll say this. The way they got back in the game is pushing the tempo, and I know it's a bad turnover, but I think they still got to play high motor. They got to continue to press. They got to continue to push the tempo of this game. Remember, Rockets had 24 points at halftime. They've scored 10 points in what, the last 12 minutes? So now, you know, you say possession basketball, but man, Sherrard has battled back in some way, somehow, after being down 11 with about, what, 5 minutes left to go in the third. They're up a point with 4 minutes remaining.
4 minutes and 16 seconds to play in regulation. Sherrard 34, Rock Ridge 33. Back-to-back turnovers, though, for the Tigers, and Rock Ridge will have another chance to reclaim the advantage here in the fourth, nearing the midway point of the fourth quarter. A lot of fans starting to stand, it looks like, for the rest of the night. Every play matters in this one. Rockets will face some full-court pressure here from Sherrard as Bull passes into Wheatley. It's Wheatley one-on-one with Brown in the backcourt. Carter Brown's been the difference in the second half for the Tigers. He scored 17 points here in the second half. Wheatley right side takes it around Brown to the basket. Goes up, blocked from behind. Veranda slid over to try to take a charge, and they whistle a blocking foul on Ryder Veranda. So two free throws upcoming for Landon Wheatley, who was able to get to the basket. They actually say the foul goes on Brown from behind, and I can't believe that. They called a blocking foul, and Veranda was the one who tried to take the charge. They correct it, though. They will say it's on Veranda, his second. So two free throws for Wheatley. Front end is good. We're tied at 34. 4:01 to play in the fourth. Wheatley. Now 4 of 5 from the line. He entered just 53% from the stripe on the season. Here's the back end for the 6-foot senior point guard. He gets them both. 4 of 4 from the line. Landon Wheatley is in the fourth quarter, and it's a 1-point lead for Rock Ridge, 35-34 with just under 4 minutes of play in the game. Blackwell, left wing, drives it on Lehmans, gets to the block, picks up the dribble out to Tirana's left wing, over to Veranda, right of the circle. Veranda ball screen from Carton. Left-handed dribble about waist high, picked up by Kunico, and now it's Carton deep three to take the lead. He missed it. Rebound to Landon Wheatley. Under 3.5 minutes to play in the game. Rockridge with the ball. Up a point, 35-34. Wheatley around Tehran. As now angles left, circles all the way back to the half court line. Blackwell picks up. Wheatley took the ball away from him. Here comes Blackwell. He takes it to the basket. It's an intentional foul as Wheatley grabbed him from behind. That'll be two free throws for Sherrard and then the ball. So Todd Gilmore whistled an intentional foul on Landon Wheatley. As if you watch the NBA game, that was basically a clear path foul where Blackwell was a stride in front of him and Wheatley just wrapped him up from behind. They called an intentional foul. Now the officials will come together, but Gilmore signaled an intentional foul. And to be honest with you, I think that's what it should have been. So we'll see here as he comes to the bench. And it will be an intentional foul against Rock Ridge. So two free throws for Blackwell. They vacate the lane. And then Rock Ridge, or I should say then Sherrard will get the ball. So Blackwell has 5 points tonight. He's a 67% foul shooter. As the Tigers will look to cash in off of Rock Ridge's second turnover of the night. Just the second. As Blackwell is able to rip that ball away from Landon Wheatley. So two free throws here for Blackwell off the intentional foul. For the 6'3" senior, shoots at 67% from the line. Here's the front end by Blackwell. It's good. And we are tied at 35 with 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Back end by Blackwell to try to give the Tigers the lead with under 4 minutes to play in the game. With nobody in the lane, James Blackwell buries both. 36-35 Sherrard, 3:22 to play, and now a monumental possession in this game for the Tigers. Ball into Brown, right corner, guarded by Chase Wheatley. They isolate for him. Brown takes it baseline, backing his way in. Pump fake up over both field, and one for Carter Brown, who has taken this game over in the second half. The Tigers have their biggest lead up by 3 with 3:13 to play in the game. Carter Brown has 19 points, all of them in the second half. He has pulled the Tigers out of the fire tonight. They trailed by 11 in the third, and Brown, the free throw goes in and out. Rebound, Blackwell got it for Sherrard. Already a four-point possession here for the Tigers. Carton off a screen, takes it, hops through, pump fakes up. He got it blocked, and there's Landon Bull for the rebound. Rock Ridge ball, 38-35. Tigers lead it under 3 minutes to play in the game. Bull fakes hanging off to Kunico, backing down, finds Kunico left wing. Can't pull the trigger, Wheatley with it right wing. A lot of noise in the gym. Under 3 minutes to play. Sherrard 38, Rock Ridge 35. Rockets with the ball. Wheatley to Bull. Right wing. Brown on him. Skip past Kunico. Left corner to tie the game. You bet for Caleb Kunico. His first 3 of the season. Again, Sherrard knots it up at 38 with 2.5 to go. Here's Brown to Carton. Now Blackwell with it. 38-38, 2:20 to play. Blackwell takes it, baseline spins. What a move by James Blackwell off the window. 40-38, Tigers back up by 2. 2:10 to play in the game. Wheatley up the near sideline. Kunico left corner, back to Wheatley. Man, what a game. What an atmosphere here in Edgington tonight. 2 minutes to play. Sherrard 40, Rock Ridge 38. Rockets with the basketball. Lehman's to Bull. Left wing beyond the arc. Guarded there by Brown, and now top of the key, it's Landon Wheatley to Bull. Low post, here's Kunico, big advantage size-wise there on Veranda. Out to Bull, takes it to the basket, he's fouled on his way in. And with Rock Ridge in the bonus, 2 free throws upcoming here for Landon Bull. Bull has 15 points in the game. He'll shoot 2 free throws here, 2 of 2 tonight, 70% on the season. That foul on Brown is his 4th. Ryder Veranda talking to the official saying, no, that was on me. So Brown now with 4. A minute 44 to play in the game. 40-38, Sherrard by 2. Rock Ridge, though, shooting a pair with Landon Bull. Front end. He missed it. Hit the rim 3 times and rolled out. Bull now 2 of 3 from the line tonight. And here's the back end by the 6'3" senior who passed the 1,500 career point mark tonight. Number 7 all time, and Bull gets 1 of 2. Makes the back end 40-39. Sherrard by 1, a minute 40 seconds to play in the 4th quarter. Blackwell across the timeline. Rockridge has 1 foul to give. Blackwell takes it baseline. He shuffled his feet and traveled. It's on the jump stop. He slipped and lost his footing. Sherrard's 5th turnover, and the ball to Rock Ridge, a minute 33 to play in the game. Sherrard 40, Rock Ridge 39. Tigers pick up in the full court. Bull into Richard, now back to Bull. Both teams have 3 timeouts remaining. Rock Ridge is in the bonus, and the Rockets on their side have committed 3 fouls, so 1 foul to give. Bull, right corner. They isolate for him on Brown, backing his way, and here comes the double team. Back door for Wheatley, goes up, he missed it at the rim. Rebound to Veranda, the smallest player on the floor. Sherrard has it, 1:10 to play, over to Brown. Again, Rockridge has a foul to give. Blackwell with it, with Lehman's on him. Clock at 1:05, Sherrard up by 1 with the ball here. Final minute of regulation. Brown into the corner, Veranda thought about the 3. Brown underneath, goes up over his defender, Richard, and missed it. Lehman's the rebound. Here come the Rockets with 50 seconds to play in the game, down by 1. They have 3 timeouts. They're not going to use one yet. Wheatley guarded by Brown out top. High post for Bull. 42 seconds for the game. 1 point Sherrard lead, Rock Ridge with the ball. Richard left corner looking for Bull. Ball knocked away. Brown got a piece of it. It's on the floor. And before the tie-up, it will be a timeout awarded to Rock Ridge as Bull had the possession for it. So Rock Ridge will have two timeouts remaining. 33.4 seconds to play in the game. Sherrard 40, Rock Ridge 39 on WRMJ.
At Toyota of Muscatine, we've got unbeatable deals. Right now, get employee pricing on all new Toyota trucks. Pay what we pay. Looking for quality used options? Check out our Toyota certified used vehicles, the best in the area. Excited about the new 4Runner? They're hitting the pipeline. Stop in and reserve yours today. And don't miss special 39-month lease offers on select models or get 40 plus miles per gallon with our hybrid Camry, Corolla, Prius, or RAV4. Hurry to Toyota of Muscatine or visit them online at toyotaofmuscatine.com.
All right, Jim Taylor. Carson Frakes just texted he's listening from Seattle. It's a fun one, 40-39 in the final minute. Rockets have the ball, a chance to win it here on the final possession.
You want to play in the game, but the other key point here, the Rockets, the possession arrow favors them, and I just want to say I'm going to let you paint the picture because this game speaks volumes, and I tell you what's been so impressive is how the Rockets and how the Tigers defend each possession, and this is how basketball should be played. You're watching an epic performance by two teams that get after it on the defensive end.
Rock Ridge and Sherrard playing with first place in the conference on the line, postseason seeding implications as well. There's 33.4 seconds to play. Rock Ridge ball down 40-39. Ball into Landon Wheatley. Here we go. Over to Lehman's right wing. Rockets in the bonus. Bender picks up Lehman's. Now Bull with Blackwell on him. We know this is where it's going to go through into the corner. Richard. Ball fakes back to Wheatley. Clock down to 20 seconds. Now Bull, they clear out for him. Clock at 17 seconds. 40-39. Wheatley takes it. Floater in the paint, missed it. Rebound battled for. It'll be a tie-up, and as Jim Taylor alluded to, the possession arrow will keep it with Rock Ridge. The clock dips to 11.3 seconds to play, and the Rockets will take another timeout. We'll keep it here. 11.3 seconds to play in the game. Sherrard 40, Rock Ridge 39. So the question, Jim Taylor, can the Tigers, they got one stop, can they get one more tonight to close it out?
Well, and the other thing is, if they do get a stop, Rock Ridge still has a foul to give. So they only have three team fouls. And I tell you what else I like here, Ty. At least, and I hope it stays this way for the final 11 seconds. The officials have made these teams earn it in the paint. I mean, they've let some contact go, and that's the way it should be with two physical teams like this.
Rock Ridge at one point in the third quarter led it 25-14. Biggest lead for the Rockets was 11. Sherrard, though, has rallied on the back of Carter Brown, who scored all 19 of his points in the second half. He has 19 of Sherrard's 26 points in the second half by himself. It'll be Rockridge ball out of the timeout with 11.3 seconds to play in regulation. Sherrard 40, Rockridge 39. Rockets throwing it in here along the baseline. Landon Wheatley will trigger the inbounds throw in for the Rockets, who are looking for some magic here on the home floor to try to avenge a loss from December 6th. The final score in the first game was 38-35. Sherrard. 40-39 Tigers, 11 seconds to play. Wheatley having trouble getting it in. Count it four, and it is a 5-second violation. Wait a minute, there's two whistles. The official on the far side says Rock Ridge got the timeout off. The official underneath the basket says the 5-second violation. They award the timeout, though, to Rock Ridge. So some controversy there as the official, Jake Scott, who is administering the 5-count, whistled a 5-second violation, but simultaneously Todd Gilmore gave the timeout to Rock Ridge. Jim Taylor, what did you see? Kind of a wild play there.
Well, I think Jordan Harris was calling for the timeout before the official heard him. On the official on the near side, Todd Gilmore, I think it was a good call.
All right, so that will keep it at 11.3 seconds, 40-39. Now, though, Rock Ridge has used up all their timeouts. They don't have any timeouts left. So we'll see what Coach Harris draws up here. The first throw-in attempt was almost a disaster. So to throw in here for Wheatley and the Rockets, 40-39. Sherrard by a point with 11.3 seconds to play in the game. Wheatley gets the ball from the official Jake Scott, and the count is on. Here we go. Wheatley from the baseline. Ball above his head. Count at four again. Out to Bull. Makes the catch on the run with 10 seconds. Bull bowling his way in. Puts it up in the paint. He missed it. Ball's tipped up. It goes out to Wheatley. Step back. Jumper is no good. Another offensive rebound. Bull desperation. Shot is no good. The Sherrard Tigers have swept the Rock Ridge Rockets as the Tiger student for the second time this year storm onto the floor. The final score, Sherrard 40, Rock Ridge 39. What a game in the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. Unbelievable. Sherrard wins it again over Rock Ridge. They sweep the Rockets in the regular season. What a finish. The Tigers erase an 11-point second-half deficit to win it by a final of 40-39. Jim Taylor has Carter Brown down on the floor.
Carter Brown, you got to tell me what in the world happened with this Carter Brown explosion in the second half.
You know, my coaches believed in me. They told me it's time to go. They told me it's time to go. I really, you know, took that, went into the game or second half looking to kill pretty much. I was trying to get mine, play good defense, hit my teammates, all that.
Well, you rally from a 9-point first half deficit. How'd you do it?
Man, that's just what we do. We've done it many games before. We're used to these situations. Yeah, we're just made for those games.
And you got to tell me, man, I don't know if you've soaked it all in yet. The vibe in this gym tonight and playing in this atmosphere, I'm going to make it quick because there's a celebration of your school going on, but tell me about playing in this environment.
Yeah, it's a dream, man, for a high schooler. Varsity basketball with my bros, like, it's just the best feeling ever, especially winning these games. It's awesome.
You roared like a tiger in the second half. Nice going.
Thank you.
Ty, what a performance by Carter Brown. I feel bad I didn't let him celebrate with this mayhem here. I'll let him do that now.
19 points for Carter Brown, all of them in the second half. Sherrard turns an 11-point deficit in the second half into a 1-point win, 40-39. And Jim Taylor courtside now, he's by himself. But three straight games these teams have played that have come down to the very final shot. And the Tigers have won two in a row over Rock Ridge. Unbelievable.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, just as a, I shouldn't say a fan, as a broadcaster here, you know, the composure of calling that last 10.6 seconds. How many shots did the Rockets get on that last 10.6 second possession? Was it three attempts at the basket?
It was three attempts at the basket. It was the first one, and then they got the offensive rebound. Wheatley took about a 17-footer. That missed, and then Bull got it, like, on his heels, and he just flipped it up there, falling away. And the Tiger is able to just kind of knock the ball away as time expires, and, you know, just mayhem. And you talk about, you know, this is the second game these teams have played. If they were to play again, it would be for a sectional championship most likely. But you talk about what Sherrard has done, what they've done. They're now in the driver's seat of the conference, two-game lead with four games to play. They've swept Rock Ridge, and they're going to be the one seed in the subsectional, which means in the regional they're going to get to play in Aledo. And you saw the crowd they had here tonight. Just think about what that's going to be like with the Tigers playing in Aledo in the regional.
Well, and to your defense, and you said it, I didn't necessarily believe it, and I'll be honest. I said, hey, if you get behind good teams by 9 or 10, you're not going to win. And you said, well, this team is able to battle back in those type of situations. And I really thought, Ty, that when the Rockets were up 9 at halftime, and then what? They were up 11 probably with like 4:55, maybe 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. And they came back from that deficit. And like I said, I called it a Carter Brown explosion, man. I mean, he scored every which way. But the other thing is, you can talk about the offensive prowess, but I thought really in the second half, Sherrard kind of controlled the defensive end of the floor. I really was impressed with them, and this is what I love, right? Your fans hang around, and the kids come out of the locker room, and they cheer, right? This is Interscholastic Athletics at its best. But what did you think of their, I think, a tale of two halves defensively, where Rock Ridge controlled it in the first half,
Sherrard got the job done in the second half defensively.
I will talk here with Alex Johnson, who's making his way up. The final score, Sherrard wins it over Rock Ridge, 40-39, in just an epic high school basketball game tonight here, with Rock Ridge able to come from, or I should say Sherrard able to come from behind and win it. Alex Johnson, the head coach of the Sherrard Tigers, making his way up to us. Well, three straight games Sherrard and Rock Ridge have played that come down to the final shot. Just what about pulling out a win in an environment in a game like this on the road for Sherrard to come from behind from down 11 to win it by one over the Rockets? Pretty impressive.
Oh, man, this is what it's all about, right, Ty? High school, small school, high school basketball at its best. And just a tremendous effort on from both sides. I mean, we're really fortunate to get this win today. Rockridge had a good game plan. They came out and played well. But, you know, the one thing that's going to stand out about this game is just this attitude of these guys where they don't quit. And that makes them a little bit special right now. So definitely not a finale in our season, but we definitely like to get this one for sure.
Well, the story of the game for the Tigers is what Carter Brown did in the second half. He scores all 19 of his points to just will you to a win, where they did a good job, I thought, kind of taking away Carton in Blackwell for the most part. But it was really just the Carter Brown show in the second half, both offensively, defensively, scored in a lot of different ways, some perimeter shots, getting to the basket, out in transition too. I mean, just an awesome performance for a kid who, you know, maybe doesn't get as much notoriety for what he does on the basketball floor, but man, what a performance by him today.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a different level. He got kind of that state of flow where, you know, the hoop just looked really big for him, and he just got going. And, you know, that's the thing with Carter is this, you know, when he gets going, it's just something else. And we needed it. And that's probably the most impressive thing with the game is that we needed it at that time. We were struggling. Carter has enough confidence in himself to put it on his back and kind of will his team to the victory. And so really, really happy for Carter. He had a long week. He has some family things going on. He even missed practice yesterday. But I mean, just a tremendous effort by him.
And on the defensive end, allow Rock Ridge to just 39 points. I thought Landon Bull did an absolute, or had a great first half finish. He had 13 in the first half, but didn't score a field goal in the second half. He finishes with 16. So just, you know, defensively, the effort he had on them, he limited Kunico to just 7. He only made one perimeter shot. So I thought, you know, all night long, both teams, you knew points were going to be at a premium, and you able to down the stretch get, you know, three stops basically in the final 30 seconds to pull up to win. So just defensively all night long, what were some of the keys, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the first half we guarded okay, but, you know, just simple things. Hands were down on defense. That gave Ball a couple easy looks. We only gave up two offensive rebounds the first half, and that was 4 points. So just we weren't quite finishing the way that we needed to. And then in the second half when things really got going, they did an absolutely wonderful job in terms of just really concentrating on the scout, making everything difficult, and then finishing with rebounds. We knew it was going to be tough, and it seemed like everything was going against us there at the end, but I was just really proud of the composure on that defensive end. I mean, that last stop, they had the ball, felt like, for 6 minutes, and they were able to come off that huge stop.
So 2 seasons ago, you played in this gym for a regional championship, and it was kind of the first game that this program had played in a while that had a feeling like the game tonight, where I remember you said that night on our post-game coverage, you said, you know, we are here at this point, but I don't think we were quite ready yet for this moment. So over the past 2 seasons since that point, you've played in a lot more of games that have this type of feel. So do you think that, you know, these type of games maybe are starting to feel a little more normal for the program and the kids, you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you just got to play in them, and it's tough. And you're going to take your lumps when you have to play in these games early. But, well, once they develop and once they get confidence, we had guys wanting to make plays down the stretch tonight. We had guys want to make plays down the stretch tonight, and unless you get in this environment, in that situation, that just doesn't happen. And so, yeah, just a tremendous effort, and it's just kind of accumulation of what this program has been heading towards for the last 3 years.
Coach, I just got to ask you, and maybe you don't notice when you're coaching, but, you know, I asked Carter Brown fresh off the, you know, the horn sounding, what is it? And you were a kid that played back in the day. What does it mean to play in this environment, and what does it mean to soak it up and win in it? I mean, I noticed tonight, I thought the student section at Girard, they were waiting to explode.
Yeah.
And then when they got in the game, I thought that maybe was equated to one more point that you needed tonight. Do you think that might have been the difference?
Absolutely. I mean, our student section was electric tonight. I mean, kudos to them. Kudos to our community. We came out here, and I think we matched Rockridge's attendance in their home gym. I mean, those are just big things. And, I mean, that's a byproduct of our kids that, you know, they are such an entertaining team and fun team to watch because that's the way that they play. So, I mean, the community support was great. And really what it does, Jim, kind of leads back to your original point, is it creates memories, right? This is something that they're going to remember, whether you're on the floor or you're in the student section or you're the grandma or grandpa watching or just the person that wants to watch high school basketball. You'll remember this game because of how hard and how well the two teams competed tonight.
And I mentioned during the broadcast, and I told Ty that the description of the game paints what went on, but I thought if you could speak to the tale of two halves defensively, because I thought the Rockets really dominated on the ball defense in the first half. Second half, I thought the Tigers really dominated on the ball dribble defense, where you really didn't give them a lot. What did you notice about the two halves, I guess, defensively for Sherrard?
I think it's all kind of interchanged or all kind of tied in together. And what we started doing a much better job of is we started attacking on offense, and that allowed our defense to get a lot more aggressive as well because we just weren't aggressive enough. I don't think we came out flat. I think we were ready to compete in the game, but there's just that next level. And Rockridge, we were not matching it. Rockridge was ahead of us with it. So I think when we started picking up offensively, attacking the hoop, Carter Brown obviously was a huge part of that, but James Blackwell had some really good takes there in the second half as well, then that's going to lend our defense get a little bit more aggressive as well. And the big one I was really worried about coming into the game was the battle on the boards, and I thought the guys did a nice job. And then when we started getting stops, we started getting out in transition, we started everything started kind of clicking together, and that was a big deal for us.
Well, and I was just going to say, too, you know, the style of play, if you push the tempo, you're at more of an opportunity to turn the ball over. Now, you had two turnovers, I think maybe it was early in the fourth, or the game was on the line. And I haven't said during the broadcast, I know you turned the ball over a couple of times in two possessions. Do not take your foot off the pedal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you got back in the game. I mean, did you view it that we have to play at this pace to try and win this thing?
Yeah, and we after the second turnover, because it was wide open, I mean, it was a great read by Ryland. He got a little bit loose with his fundamentals in terms of trying to advance the ball up the floor. But that's when we called the timeout, and that was the message to the guys, is that it is fine. You guys are doing exactly what you need to, but we got to keep attacking them, but just stay within yourselves. Just stay within yourselves, and I thought they did a nice job to close out the game with that.
And then just this game, and we talked about it pregame with both you and Coach Harris, too, and the way that the two programs have been playing, you know, the past 3 years, and it always does, but especially with kind of the level that both teams are on this year. This game, it feels different than the other games you play, and it feels bigger. So for Sherrard, after coming into this season, having lost, you know, 13 times in a row to Rockridge, and over almost 2,500 days coming into the season without beating them, to sweep them in the two games you've played this season, I know potentially maybe could meet them another time in about a month and a half maybe, but to afford the Sherrard program to the strides you've made, to beat this Rockridge program and this group of kids they have twice in a season, in the type of games these have been, I mean, what does it mean for just the program, the strides you've been able to make?
I mean, it's great for our program, and it's something that we can definitely build on. But, you know, we got to be careful here because I know this game was highly anticipated, and we're still on January 24th. And so we got to play a dangerous Orion team. We have a long layoff now, another week, and then we play a dangerous Orion team. We play a Riverdale team that gave us a lot. And, you know, the thing of it is we beat them twice. We feel good. There always could be a third match, right? And so we can't be looking too far ahead. Enjoy this one tonight, but then we got to get back to work tomorrow.
All right. The only other thing I want to say, a couple things. So first, just the last possession for Rockridge. Can you tell me what was going on for the last 10.6 seconds as you're watching them take three field goal attempts? Because I thought when Landon Bowl, my angle, when he took the last one, I'm like, well, the Rockets won.
Yeah.
But, I mean, can you process what was going on at that time? And then I got one follow-up question after that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing of it is that you just got to put yourself in the best position to win. And we were making incredible plays on defense, not giving them an inch on their baseline out-of-bounds plays. And then they kind of come up with, you know, two or three shots there. I think they got maybe three shots there towards the end. And when I thought the same thing when Bull shot, I was like, yep, seen this play out before. But, you know, it didn't. And the thing of it is, you know, you do have to be a little bit lucky when you have two good teams playing. And I give our kids a lot of credit that a lot of things weren't going our way. You know, there's a five-second call that could have potentially been a timeout. I think think the refs got right, but, you know, that was a big play. There's a jump ball that could have maybe been a foul, or maybe we would have got a timeout. You know, there's a lot of plays, but they stayed with it. They stayed composed. They kept connecting. They stayed connected and kept communicating, and I think that was a big difference then.
All right. And the only last thing I want to say, never not do this, Sherrard, if I say this. And what I've loved, I've been around a couple times. I was at the Sherrard tournament. Love it when the kids come out of the locker room after they win. Fans still stand around. They cheer the kids when they go to the locker room after they win. They cheer them when they come out. They're doing that tonight. Never stop doing that. That means something. It's something special. I'd like to see more of it.
Yeah.
You know, kids appreciate that. It's part of the interscholastic thing that I love. So I'm preaching to the Sherrard people. Keep doing that.
Yeah.
Because it's working, and it means and it matters something to the kids. That's my last preach, Ty. Sorry.
Yeah. Amen. Yep. I 100% agree. And the thing of it is that, you know, whether we won this game by one or we lost this game by 20, that these kids are putting their heart and soul into it. And so, I mean, you just always have to keep that in mind. These are kids that are working every day and trying to improve themselves as young men.
Well, Coach Alex Johnson, appreciate it, man. We talked to you for probably way too long. Didn't let you celebrate with anybody, but just an awesome, you know, night for high school sports, for the Sherrard School District, for the Rock Ridge School District. Just awesome tonight from start to finish. So congrats on the win, Coach, and we'll see you, next Friday against the Orion Chargers.
All right, appreciate you, Ty. Thank you.
All right, back with more on WRJ after this.
At Blackhawk Bank and Trust, we've been meeting and exceeding the banking needs of the community for more than 60 years. As your local community bank, we designed our checking accounts with you in mind. Learn what you can earn with our cash rewards, interest, or relationship checking accounts. Whether you choose to visit one of our 17 locations in person or prefer the convenience of opening a new account online, we offer the flexibility to accommodate your needs. Banking with a local bank like Blackhawk Bank and Trust ensures personalized service and a dedication to promoting the financial health of the community. Blackhawk Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
For healthier crops and stronger yields, count on Nutrien Ag Solutions. By partnering with the leader in plant nutrition, you'll have access to innovative products and unmatched service that deliver impact and efficiency to every acre. Healthier crops, happier growers. Lead the field this season and beyond. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Nutrien Ag, Mercer County, with locations in New Boston, Viola, and Alexis.
All right, final score tonight. Sherrard wins it 40-39 over the Rock Ridge Rockets. Individual scoring in this game for Sherrard. We mentioned it with Coach Johnson. Carter Brown leads the way, 19 points, all of them coming in the second half for the Tigers, who erased an 11-point, 25-14 deficit in the third to rally to beat Rock Ridge by a final of 40-39. Ryland Carton in double figures with 11. James Blackwell had 9, 8, and Taranez with 1 point. For Rock Ridge, 16 for Landon Bully at 13 in the first half. 7 apiece for Caleb Cunico and Landon Wheatley. Baylen Lehman's had 6. Wade Richard with 3. And you mentioned defensively, Jim Taylor, who was courtside all night. You know, the defensive play that both teams had. And I thought that this was such a well-played game, because even with that turnovers, I had Sherrard for 5 and Rock Ridge for 2. So it was just a really well-played game. But I thought defensively, you know, really impressive by both teams. Like you said, though, the Tigers just maybe made one more play, and Carter Brown, what an epic performance by him tonight.
We said at halftime, what'd we say? Somebody else is going to have to come through for Sherrard, and Carter Brown did it every which way he possibly could. Now, I'm gonna provide something positive here for Rock Ridge, because I know it's a one-point difference between winning and losing tonight, and I know the agony of defeat by that just 1 point is a big difference. But I tell you what I liked. There are a couple things I liked from Rock Ridge tonight. I really liked, and I don't know if he's been wearing those fluorescent green shoes the whole season. He wore them his sophomore year, Landon Wheatley. I liked his offensive attack tonight. I thought, you know, he's a key for them, because I think he can score the attack baskets. And I tell you, even though Chase Wheatley doesn't score, like, he gets the stat column, because I've impressed with, you know, he made the one key defensive play. He got a key rebound. He got a key loose ball. So I like what I saw from him. I think, let's be honest, they needed a little more production tonight from Richard, who I think had a better game in the first matchup. And then I don't know, you know, with Cunico too, it was one of those strange nights where he got some open looks, and some nights you just, you know, you miss the shot, whatever it is. And that proved to loom large tonight as well. But again, I thought just a hard-fought game by both teams, and they defend so well and rebound so well and just play every, as you talked about, you know, it became a possession game really in the, about the final 12 minutes tonight. And it was really a beautiful thing, in my opinion, to watch. It was such a high octane game coming down to the wire.
And just for this Sherrard program, you know, we know what Rockridge has done and what they've represented to every team in this area in terms of just being kind of that hurdle that no one ever can clear. Well, for Sherrard, and we know that, of course, potentially they could play again in about a month or a month and a half or so with a lot more on the line than tonight. But for Sherrard to sweep Rockridge, and this is another one of these Rockridge teams, it's a great team, I really do think so, with Wheatley and Bull and Kunico kind of leading the way. I mean, just such a big deal, I think, for them to see themselves get two wins over this team that is what, few miles down the road, has been such a thorn in their side. So I think just two monumental, massive wins for Sherrard in the regular season, knocking off the Rockets twice in one possession games.
Yeah, and I know from Coach speak, you're always thinking about the next game, and I agree with Coach Johnson. You know, you're not playing again until next Friday, and next Friday is going to be a huge trap game for the Tigers when they play Orion, because I still think Orion is one of those teams that can end one of these teams prematurely on the right night if Orion makes their shots, because they have the personnel to score a lot of points.
Now, Orion, they beat Mercer County tonight 70-56, I saw was the final there. But we'll take one more break on the WRMJ Coach's Corner. Tigers win it over Rockridge 40-39. We'll come back after this on WRMJ.
If you're considering purchasing a new home, choose to work with a safe, solid, and secure financial partner. Blackhawk Bank and Trust has been supporting customers through the home buying and refinancing process for more than 60 years. Our team of experienced lenders will work with you and a variety of mortgage financing options, flexible terms, and competitive rates. Choose service you can only get from a local community bank. Stop in and visit one of our 17 locations or apply for a loan online today. Blackhawk Bank and Trust, where local matters. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For healthier crops and stronger yields, count on Nutrien Ag Solutions. By partnering with the leader in plant nutrition, you'll have access to innovative products and unmatched service that deliver impact and efficiency to every acre. Healthier crops, happier growers. Lead the field this season and beyond. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Nutrien Ag Mercer County, with locations in New Boston, Viola, and Alexis.
Again, recapping this matchup tonight, Sherrard wins it over Rockridge 40-39 as the WRMJ Coach's Corner rolls on. It was 14-9 Rockridge after one, 23-14 Rockets by nine at halftime. Rockridge's biggest lead was 11, 25-14 in the third, but then Sherrard would begin to rally, closing it to a three-point deficit through three, 29-26, and the Tigers able to come from behind to the fourth and again turn an 11-point deficit in the third into a Sherrard Tiger road victory, winning it over Rockridge tonight in Edgington by a final score of 40-39. Carter Brown again, 19 points to lead the Tigers, all of them coming in the second half. Ryland Carton had 11, 9 for James Blackwell, 1 point for Aiden Taranez. Tigers were 6 of 8 from the free throw line and turned the ball over 5 times in the win for Rockridge. 16 for Landon Bull. He didn't score a field goal, though, in the second half. He had 13 in the first half of the game tonight. Caleb Kunico and Laney Wheatley both had 7. 6 points for Baylen Lehmans. Wade Richard with 3. And the Rockets went 8 of 10 from the free throw line tonight and turned the ball over twice in the loss. So Sherrard wins it over Rockridge tonight by a final of 40-39. Jim Taylor, just some final thoughts on just a great night of interscholastic athletics here at Rockridge High School in Edgington, Illinois.
Yeah, you really have to credit, you know, Sherrard trailing by their biggest deficit was 11, right? We're able, and I think the Rockets had the ball with a chance to go up 13. In some way, you had to get a spark, and what was it, 7 in a row scored by Carter Brown, and then he finished with 19 in the second half. I think we called it, you know, the Carter Brown explosion, and then you make it kind of a possession game, and, you know, he had the huge three-point play, but Rockridge got a couple of key stops. They took the lead, kind of seesawing back and forth, and then three shots at the end just don't go in for Rockridge, and the Tigers hang on for the one-point victory. And I will say, you know, the other thing that you look at in this game that was a big call
is the intentional foul. And now it was a good call by the official. And when we say intentional foul, sometimes we think, well, did a kid push a kid or punch a kid? No, he just kind of grabbed him to stop him from getting.
Yeah, it was like a clear path foul in the NBA.
Yeah, and you got to call that. That's an intentional foul because it was going to be a layup, and it was a good call by the officiating. And I'll say this too tonight. I thought I loved the way this game was officiated, where there was some contact in the paint. I don't think it really altered stuff. You really had to earn it tonight. And the way these two teams play basketball and the way they defend, I think that's the way you should have to play. Now, who knows what happens in the postseason if a game is officiated differently? That has that can determine outcome. And, you know, the other thing I thought was interesting, what was it? Carter Brown picked up his fourth foul with about a minute 55.
Minute 50, yeah.
And they left him in. They didn't do offense, defense substitutions. And I'm like, man, if that kid gets a fifth foul with 19 points he scored in the second half, that'd be a big bummer for Sherrard. But I just, you know, again, and I've done this for 35 years. I hate defaulting to that and saying that. I apologize, listeners. But, you know, that the beauty of, like, the sport that you're here tonight, just kind of his reaction, because he was just kind of dazed after the game, like, hey, what just happened? I'm still trying to process this thing. And I do want to apologize a little bit to him, because there was this mayhem he did not get to participate in with the student section. So I apologize to his grandpa, Steve Brown, his dad, Kent Brown. All right. And but I see they accept my apology. But I'm just saying, I just love those type of conversations with kids right after it happened. So anyway, and then, you know, great crowd here tonight. Now, it always defaults to the radio station. And, you know, if you weren't here, wherever you're at, you know, people turned in the old Philco radio on or listened to their PC or their personal smartphone listening, because they want that. And I love that. So I appreciate all the sponsors. And it was great conversing with, you know, Andrew Weiler tonight, having a nice conversation. And then his in-laws are the Frakes, and Carson was listening, and, you know,
from Jansen Seattle. Benner.
Yeah, and then just all the other people that are associated with Sherrard and Rockridge. You know, I love coming to these two school districts, because that, you know, they always treat us so well. So
awesome, just an awesome game tonight. And Chad Bell just sent another text, and he said he's bummed he couldn't make it to the first two Rockridge R games. He said, there's no way I'll miss a third one if that takes place. And of course, if that were
to ride with us,
yeah, he can if he wants to. If that were to take place, it likely wouldn't be until the sectional championship round, as the Sherrard Tigers win it tonight over the Rockridge Rockets by a final of 40-39. Looks like we're not going to be able to get a word with Coach Harris post game after a 1-point loss for the Rockets, as Sherrard wins it tonight, improving to 19-2 on the season, 6-0 in the Track West, coached by, or I should say, now a two-game lead in the conference for the Tigers, on top of the Rockridge Rockets, who dropped to 15-7 overall and 4-2 in league play.
The only other thing I'll say, Sportsline tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, our guest will be Bob Minton, former defensive coordinator for the Rockridge Rockets back in the day with Rick Amey, and I'm assuming he'll talk about probably one of the Rockridge wrestlers named Jude Finch, I guess, probably, right?
Brian Hutton's still here. It's us two and him. We're the last three people in this gym. So anything else you want to say before we wrap it up tonight Edgington?
Great atmosphere. I'm hoping for a third game between the two teams.
Me too, but the Sherrard Tigers sweep the regular season series over the Rockridge Rockets, winning tonight in dramatic fashion, erasing an 11-point third-quarter deficit to rally and win by a point. Final score, Sherrard wins it 40-39 over Rockridge. Again, the Tigers now 19-2 on the season, 6-0 in conference play in the Track West. For Rockridge, 15-7 and 4-2 in the league. For Jim Taylor, I'm Ty Taylor, saying thanks so much for tuning in to high school basketball on a Friday night on WRMJ. Local rivalries and interscholastic athletics will always be best on local radio, right? Sherrard wins it over Rockridge tonight, 40-39. Thanks for tuning in. Ty Taylor tonight saying good night from Rockridge High School.
This has been the Coach's Corner here on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Brought to you by Blackhawk Bank and Trust, making a positive impact in the community. It's what they do. And by Nutrien Ag Mercer County in New Boston, Viola, and Alexis, your first choice in the field. The preceding has been a presentation of WRMJ Sports, your high school sports voice of Western Illinois.